Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Good morning! Good afternoon, Richmond! It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now, at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. And NBA season has concluded. NHL season has concluded. Still a month away from NFL training camp. It's nothing but baseball. All right, now, minor league with the Flying Squirrels. Major league, we cover the Nats and the Orioles. Unless you're our intern watching the summer of soccer, not much going on in the sports world. We'll be looking ahead today to tomorrow's 2025 NBA draft here on AWOD Radio. Who are the best overall prospects? Does anybody have superstar potential outside of Cooper Flagg? And what will Washington do with the number 6 overall pick? They have pick number 6 and pick number 18 in tomorrow's first round of the 2025 NBA draft. Our special guest today, Coach Chris Nocke, will join the show, talk draft prospects, local sports in Richmond, Virginia, with Lane Casadante and the Commanders offseason with David Harrison. But you know how we like to start the show every day, by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
This is the future.
Stats, scores,
highlights. Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
Trade alert in the NBA. Our first big trade was KD, Kevin Durant to the Rockets, immediately making them a contender. Second big trade, Anthony Simons to the Boston Celtics for Drew Holiday. Yes, the Celtics trading NBA champion Drew Holiday to the Portland Trailblazers for Anthony Simons and 2 second-round picks in the first major trade since the end of the NBA Finals. A very rare trade, because you see the Boston Celtics, who won the championship just last season before this year was won by the Thunder, giving away a well-known veteran, kind of rebuilding, but also kind of getting ready to go all in. Once again, you'll have Jaylen Brown with maybe Kristaps Porzingis, Derek White, and Anthony Simons as Jason Tatum recovers from that Achilles injury. Tomorrow's NBA draft and CBS Sports discussing the latest mock draft, who Washington will take at number 6.
That leads us to number 6, the Washington Wizards. Is this as far as Bailey's going to fall? What do you think?
On draft night, I think it's possible he could slip farther, but we're going to stop the slide here and take him at number 6 for the Wizards. Look, Ace Bailey is a guy who, you know, I think there's pretty clear weaknesses in his game. I'd like to see him improve defensively. I'd like to see him be able to be more of a playmaker on the ball as opposed to being kind of a black hole and someone who's a high-volume shooter. But look, Washington Wizards, number 6, I think this is tremendous value. Someone who is a very, very good prospect. I think he can be an all-star scorer in this league. Look back to the month of January, Fink. He scored 39 points versus Indiana, 37 points versus Northwestern, 30 points versus Penn State. I think the eye test tells you, if things click for him And it's not a guarantee, certainly, but I think if things click for him in the NBA, he could be a superstar. You don't get that type of bet at number six in most drafts, so I think the Wizards would take the gamble here at number six.
More on Washington Wizards' number six overall pick in tomorrow's NBA draft on the Fast Break with AWOD. I'm going to make it official, Stubb. I'm going to war with any analyst that's talking smack about Ace Bailey because of defense. What games are you watching? It's almost 400 points being scored every single night. Over to Major League Baseball on the sports app. Washington Nationals in action yesterday, and man, were they good at the plate. We'll start early in this one as it was the Nationals against the Padres, and James Wood steps up to the plate in the fourth inning. Let's take a listen to the call.
Abrams, good leadoff, second to pitch. Wood swings and smacks it hard to left field. On the run is Sheets, and he can't get it. It's over his head. Abrams held up, now heads around third. He'll come in to score. Wood with a big turn will head back to first with the carom off the wall coming quickly. But he has himself a screaming line drive off the left field wall for an RBI single, his 58th run knocked into the year. And the Nationals are on the board first here in the top of inning number four. It's the Nationals 1 and the Padres nothing.
1-0 Nats with the RBI single from James Wood. He steps up to the plate in the eighth inning, and he hits this three-run jack. Let's take a listen to the call on the fan.
Nats trying to tack onto their 6-3 lead. Here's the set. The kick and the 1-0. Wood drives one, deep right field. It's hooking toward the corner. Will it stay fair? It hits the foul pole. It's a home run. James Wood bangs it off the foul pole for a three-run shot. The Nationals blow it wide open as they lead it 9-3. He got the splitter. It was hooking, but it just stayed fair. Home run number 22 for James Wood brings home three big ones.
Big game for the Nats at the plate. Final score 10-6. Nats move to 33-46 with the win over the Padres. CJ Abrams, the young shortstop, 3-for-5. James Wood, 3-for-5. Garcia, 2-for-5. Nathaniel Lowe, 2-for-5. And Josh Bell, 2-for-4. In the DH position, he went yard to make it 10-3 in the top of the ninth. We move over to the Baltimore Orioles and their game against the Texas Rangers. And the O's broke the scoring open with in the third inning with Holiday hitting a double to right. And then in the fifth, Holiday steps up to the plate once again. Let's take a listen to the call.
Big 3-1 pitch, and that's in the air. Deep center field, long run Langford, and that's gone. Holiday's ninth home run of the year. And that is a three-run shot.
The 21-year-old with his ninth home run of the year, 32 RBIs for the young second baseman for the Orioles, Jackson Holiday. So O's get the win 6-0, and they will play against the Rangers tonight, 6:35. Over to the NFL on the sports app. So we've got about 3.5 weeks until Washington Commanders training camp, and today on the Richmond Commander, we'll dive into just how good Frankie Louvu could be a second year here in Washington after last year's best year in the National Football League, and he was given second-team All-Pro honors. I think he can get to first-team All-Pro at the linebacker position this season. But the new additions include your right tackle, Washington drafted, Josh Connerly Jr. He was interviewed and asked about getting to know QB1 Jaden Daniels. Let's take a listen.
He makes sure that I smile. He like, that be that Seattle stuff. You guys got all that rain. You guys would be sad.
What's that called? The Seattle freeze?
Sad and depressed. I'm like, bro, that's not it. I just, you know, I kind of just have like a pretty serious mug on my face. I don't know. That's just kind of how I walk around. But nah, he makes sure that I smile and like, you know, and you know, he's another one of those guys that just like make sure I'm good. He's up here well before everybody else. So when I coming in, it's like he's already gone through multiple things and through his routine. So it's kind of cool to really like see why he had the production that he had and why he's going to continue to do that.
is the key to Jaden Daniels' success his infectious smile, trying to make Connerly Jr. walk around the building with a smile on his face. We move over to soccer on the sports app. Club World Cup action in the summer of soccer in the U.S. of A. And yesterday, we had some really great matchups. We'll start with FC Porto and their 4-4 game. Unbelievable game. Back and forth battle throughout the entire 90 minutes. Here is the final call.
Thank you, Porto and Al Ahly, for that wild night of entertainment that you've given us. But unfortunately for both of these sides, the Club World Cup campaign comes to an end here this evening.
Both of those clubs just needed a win. That's why it was such an interesting back-and-forth battle. And so with that tie, Inter Miami will move on. They played last night, and they take a 1-0 lead. Let's take a listen to the call.
No, Suarez, nicely done. Now the opportunity for the break is on. Agende against Weverton. Tadeo Agende for Inter Miami. Beautiful little chest around the corner by Suarez. And Palmeiras had left nobody back. 1-0 Inter Miami.
Suarez would make it 2-0 Miami, and then Paulinho and Mauricio would score for Palmeiras. It is 2-2, your final score. And so with that final, Inter Miami finishes in second place, which means it sets them up for their next match in the FIFA Club World Cup knockout round against PSG. And that will be from Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. I cannot wait to see the crowds in attendance for that matchup right there. The champions of Europe against maybe the best soccer player of all time at Inter Miami, Lionel Messi. We also had PSG in action yesterday, and they got a win 2-0. Let's take a listen to the first goal of the night.
Lulu waits right on the edge of the area. 11 minutes to go until halftime. Mendes swings this one in, and it comes back out for Bettina. Paris Saint-Germain finally get the breakthrough in the 35th minute with a deflected shot. Bettina strikes it, and PSG have the lead in Seattle.
Hakimi would make it 2-0, and that is your final score. And with that final score, Seattle Sounders eliminated. Atletico Madrid eliminated with 6 points, but loses out to Botafogo because of goal differential. Today, the Club World Cup continues with Chelsea in action. Benfica against Bayern Munich, and then LAFC against Flamengo will be your night game. Team USA in the Gold Cup, well, they will wait for their next game, will be Sunday in the knockout round against Costa Rica. We move over to close out the sports app with this news on the ESPYs. They have chosen their host for July 16th, 2025 ESPYs. It is comedian, actor, writer, Shane Gillis. How about that? Shane Gillis, who has been just a stand-up comedian on the rise in the last year, gets the nod. He will host the ESPYs on July 16th. I think that's going to be a ton of fun. He's got a show on Netflix, Tires, right now. Gillis said in a statement, "I'm excited to be at the ESPYs this year. I like sports, so this should be a good time." I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. It's AUDACY, that's AUDACY, search 910 The Fan, and you can take the radio show with you on the go. Just after 12:15 here on a Tuesday, June 24th, we bring in Michael Phillips for a little crosstalk.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on The Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on The Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
Michael, so you know I want to talk Commanders anytime we get you on the mic here because of your experience covering this team as a beat writer and now talking about it on 910 The Fan. And, you know, Biff asked me the other day if this is the most I'm excited for a season in how long. And I said my entire life. I really feel that way because the RG3 year had the asterisks at the end of his knee was destroyed.
Yeah, it's not the 2012 season because we didn't have expectations going into his rookie year, right?
It was, and it's not the Kirk year because I saw through that BS, I'll tell you.
I think it's 2013 to the extent that there is a year in your lifetime. The year after RG3, he has the surgery, he's all in for week one. Everybody's, oh, they're going to pick up right where they left off. I think that's the second place winner.
It is, but... You know, did we really believe they were going to pick up right where they left off? I mean, we all saw his knee was shredded against Seattle.
Well, we all thought he would pick up where he left off. We didn't realize how bad that relationship was with him and Mike Shanahan. Like, that they weren't even speaking to each other. And then when we saw that at training camp, it was, oh, okay, we got to reevaluate this. We got to take a big step backwards. But you're right. I mean, there is a ton of excitement around this season. I mean, without having numbers in front of me, this is probably the most primetime games they're going to play.
Oh, 100%.
In a really long time.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And it's because of Jaden Daniels being, you know, bursting onto the scene last year. But I think back to, like, when I was a kid and, like, you know, the Jason Campbell years, the Mark Brunell years, Joe Gibbs coming back, Joe Gibbs 2.0. Yep. We never had this much hype before the season. All of those teams, I felt like, were 4-6 and then went on a 6-0 run to get in the playoffs. So many of those teams got hot in late November or December. You know, we're talking about a team here that in June is being talked about as one of the sexiest teams
in the NFL, and I don't think I've been able to say that my entire life.
No, I think you're absolutely right. The way they made the playoffs was they backed into it, even in the RG3 season. Of course, you remember Mike Shanahan at the bye week. We're going to see who wants to be on this team next year. We're going to evaluate some things. We're what was it, 3-6 before they roll off the wins coming out of the bye week, the seven straight to make the playoffs, the win against the Cowboys. Probably 2006, if we're pulling deep cuts from the past. That was right after the first Joe Gibbs 2.0 playoff appearance.
Was that a little Todd Collins at quarterback?
Yeah, and they won the playoff game the year before. They went down to Tampa, won the playoff game. I think that's what got everybody excited. And of course, they face planted that season. That was the 5-11 season. So all of our hyped up seasons have not ended well. And I would love to see that streak broken. Not that I need 12 wins, but I would love to see a wild card playoff appearance, something that makes me believe every season can be good, or at least they can be contenders every season.
Talking to the Commanders with Michael Phillips, MP on the mic, can be heard Monday through Friday from 10 to 12 noon. I'm 12 to 3 here on The Fan. So I feel like Adam Peters has done his job. Like, he can wash his hands, walk away, and say, I have done my part in helping Jaden Daniels develop. I brought in a left tackle. I brought in an all-pro wide receiver. I drafted a right tackle. I drafted a wide receiver. I feel like Adam Peters has done his part, and now it's up to Cliff Kingsbury and company to make sure Jaden develops.
I agree with that, and that was an important organizational statement to make, just in the sense of you don't want these contract negotiations to get out of control. You don't want him even thinking, hey, what if I experimented with free agency? Hey, what if I, you know, thought about being on another team? You want him in that year three, assuming he's still playing well, you want him thinking, this is a team, an organization, and a staff that cares about me, that cares about my growth, that cares about putting talent around me. I want to stay here forever. I want to sign a long-term deal. I don't want to go to free agency. I don't want to see what's out there. That was the statement that was made this offseason, and you're absolutely right. Now, the continuity, year two, Cliff Kingsbury, what will he be able to do with a full offseason under his belt, those two knowing each other? I think that gets everybody really excited.
There's one bit of business work that needs to be done before the season gets here. Terry McLaurin getting a new contract. He signed in July, about 3 years ago, a $69 million contract, $23.2 million per year, that will be voided at the end of the 2026 season. Here's the game I want to play with you, Michael. I'm going to name NFL players. You tell me who Terry McLaurin should be paid more than. Okay?
Okay, so are these going to be wide receivers or everybody?
Wide receivers.
I'm ready.
All right, should Terry McLaurin make more than $40 million made by Ja'Marr Chase?
No, Ja'Marr Chase is not just a special talent. He's also a young special talent. What is he?
25.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, he's going to be good for at least five more years. Yeah.
At 26, Justin Jefferson is making $35
million. Yeah, and no, and Terry McLaurin is not better than Justin Jefferson.
At 26, CeeDee Lamb is making $34
million. That was a stupid contract by the Cowboys, so this is the one that makes me think, but the line is we're going to draw the line further down than this.
DK Metcalf is 28. He's making nearly $33 million at 32.9.
Nah, keep the line moving.
A.J. Brown is 28. He's making $32 million.
I think we're in striking distance now, but A.J. Brown is a special talent. He's
the next guy,
Terry.
You know, is the guy that I went to war with last year in the playoff game, and that is that Terry McLaurin, I believe, is better than 26-year-old Amon-Ra St. Brown, who's making $30
million. We're really, really close now. This is the debate. I am going, at the moment, I'm going to say Amon-Ra St. Brown is better than Terry McLaurin. It's not even 70-30. This is a 51-49. This is very, very debatable. Give me the next one, and I think we're ready to draw the line. Who's next?
The opinions of Michael Phillips do not reflect this show. Terry McLaurin's so much better than Amon-Ra St. Brown. Yeah. He showed that with the screen pass. 31-year-old Tyreek Hill at $30
million. Done. Tyreek Hill, he is a speedster. He is a game changer. Nothing but respect for Tyreek Hill and what he does. All-around contributions. Terry McLaurin is absolutely better than Tyreek Hill. You would rather have, in a blind taste test to general managers, who would you rather sign for the same contract? They're going to pick Terry.
I'm not ready to go that way. I think Tyreek Hill's speed is unmatched in the National Football League, and the Tua issue, I think, is maybe clouding your judgment. We'll see if he can have a bounce back year. But I still think Tyreek Hill is in the top five, and so that's why I can't say no to I can't say yes to that. Brandon Ayuk, 27, 30 million.
Yeah, I think we're in the Terry ballpark there. I think that's the Terry deal, right? 30 in that term.
Yeah, because I have him better than Ayuk, Higgins, and Jalen Waddle. What's interesting is I have DJ Moore ahead of Terry McLaurin.
I was about to ask why I hadn't heard DJ Moore's name yet.
Yeah, because he's a little lower at only 27.5 million. But
that's a good deal.
Is Terry better than Ayuk, Higgins, and Waddle? Because if so, he needs to make more than 29 million a year.
Well, and if those guys came up for contracts this year, they would make 30 or more a year. If they were renegotiating right now, they'd hit 30. I think 30's the number. I also think this. You will never get a better window of time to make a deal happen than right now, because you can structure a three-year deal where all 3 years are still in the Jaden Daniels rookie contract, and you don't have to worry about that cap hit. If we have this discussion in 3 years, all right, now we got tough decisions to make, because you got $60 million of Jaden Daniels' salary on that salary cap. Who knows what it's going to be by then, by the way. He may be a $70 million a year quarterback by the time we get there. You don't have that problem now. Makes it a lot easier to say just pay the money.
So from the professor's perspective here, Terry McLaurin hasn't gotten a contract done because Washington probably wants to pay him below that $32 million of like A.J. Brown, D.K. Metcalf, but he wants more than Higgins, Waddle, and Brandon Ayuk.
It wouldn't surprise me either, and I don't know. Terry is very tight-lipped, and the team now is very tight-lipped. I don't think it's outrageous to say. I was getting a lot of information from the team back in the days of the leagues. This team is very tight-lipped about the negotiations. It would not surprise me if they want a two-year guarantee.
That's what I thought, too.
And Terry wants more.
Yeah. So I could see making him happy with 2 years, $62 million. Right, because then he gets that 31. He gets ahead of the Ayuk, the Higgins, the Tyreek Hills.
I'd be really surprised if the final number isn't higher than 30.
Yeah,
yeah, that would really surprise
me. So
what
are you predicting here?
I think it's 3 for $90.
Oh wow, okay.
I think they pay him. I think they know they need him. I think they know if they don't have him, they're wasting a potential most important offseason of all time. Right. I think Terry's got some leverage here. I think they pay him the 90 over 3.
I certainly agree with you that he has the leverage after 1,000 yards and 13 touchdowns. That's Michael Phillips. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. We got the Richmond Commander every day at 1 p.m. We'll take your phone calls, 833-804-0910. Lane Cassadante to run around local sports in Richmond, Virginia, and on the Fast Break with AWOD talking all things NBA. I'll tell you why I'm in love with Ace Bailey, and I want the Wizards to select him at number 6 overall. But joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline to talk a little Commanders, it's our buddy David Harrison. What's going on, David?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Good. So we're trying to figure out here, me and Michael Phillips, just how much Terry McLaurin is going to make when this contract gets worked out. And so we've been looking at Terry McLaurin is better than who. And so we'll play the game once again with you here, David Harrison, who covers the Washington Commanders for Sports Illustrated. Is Terry McLaurin better than Ja'Marr Chase?
No.
Justin Jefferson?
No.
CeeDee Lamb.
I think you're getting close, but I'm going to say no. I'm going to give CeeDee the edge on that.
DK Metcalf.
Yes.
Ooh, better than DK Metcalf, who's making nearly $33 million. A.J. Brown at 32.
I think A.J. Brown is probably, like, in a vacuum, I think is probably better. But I think A.J. is kind of like the floor for a contract comp for me.
And then Amon-Ra St. Brown at $30 million. I think McLaurin's better than him, but Michael Phillips goes with the age of Amon-Ra being younger.
Yeah, I mean, you like the longevity, and you like having kind of the longer future, of course. But I think, you know, just looking at right now who they are and what they are as players, I think Terry is above Amon-Ra.
David, it's going to be very interesting here when this deal eventually gets done. I'm predicting 2 years, like $61 million. Michael said 3 years, $90 million. What do you want to throw at us here with these numbers?
Yeah, I think I'm closer to like the 3 year, $90 million mark. I think the floor is probably 32.5 annually. You know, the average value of the contract. I think the floor is somewhere, or the ceiling is somewhere around $36 million. You know, obviously, if you're Terry, you'd love to maximize that, but also, you know, the annual average value is what we all talk about, but the guarantees is what really matters, you know, to the player. So, I mean, if he gets, you know, 33, but more of it is guaranteed than would have been if it was 36, then I think if you're Terry McLaurin, you probably look at that deal as a win. But, you know, we'll see what it comes into. But I think we're all kind of in that same ballpark area.
David, I enjoyed Jaden Daniels' comments at Fanatics Fan Fest over the weekend, saying he just wants to throw a screen pass to Deebo Samuel and let him take it to the house 80 yards and do all the work. I'm so excited to see what Deebo can bring to this offense here. But in terms of Jaden's developments, what are some things that you'll be looking for in training camp when you get your next eyes on him?
Yeah, I think the thing that I left his rookie season want to see more of is that check down, you know, I don't want to say ability, but that check down decision making, right? Like a lot of times his check down was to run, and obviously very good at it. So you don't want to take that away from his repertoire of weaponry. But, you know, he's got weapons now. Deebo is one of those guys, obviously. You know, we saw Brian Robinson kind of have a really strong receiving year, catching a lot of check downs from Sam Howell under pressure. And Austin Eckler has made his career doing that. I think Luke has the opportunity to potentially do that. So I think that if Cliff can design him as many, if not more, check down opportunities, you kind of look at that as saying, hey, we know you can run, but like you said, like check it down to a Deebo or a Luke and let them go get the 12 yards instead of you getting the 12 yards with your legs, and you know, we'll count the stats that way. I think that would be a great development point for him, not because he can't do it, but just because you want to see him do it more, and obviously it protects him if he's not running the ball as much.
David Harrison with us here on the Hadeen Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. So second team all defense linebackers included Frankie Louvu, Bobby Wagner. I think Frankie Louvu makes the jump to first team all pro linebacker this season. Do you think he has that in him?
Yeah, I definitely think. I think he was a fringe first team all pro last year. I thought he was definitely in contention to be that guy. And I think another year of like production. And I feel like, you know, with what the defense is doing, with having, you know, some bigger dudes up front this year, some stronger guys to control their blocks, control their gaps and all that, I think he's going to open up lanes for Frankie. And, you know, they got to replace that Dante Fowler production somewhere. So, you know, I think part of that equation is just getting Frankie more opportunities and more sacks this year than he had last year. And, you know, I covered Levante David for a long time, who is one of the more criminally underrated guys out there in the linebacker group. And part of the reason he was so underrated is because the way he was employed by the Buccaneers defense just didn't get him a lot of sacks. And unfortunately, you know, that's just the way that things are measured. So Frankie getting more sacks, I think, will help bump him up into that first-team realm.
That's interesting. I thought maybe we'd be lucky to get the same number of sacks, but I think you're going to get a lot more tackles. Can you give us, you know, more thoughts on how you think Louvu will improve this season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, his biggest strength, I mean, you know, I don't want to make it sound like he doesn't create for other people either, because he absolutely does. There were multiple times last year where you'd watch him kind of blow up a block or blow up an angle and free up guys like Bobby Wagner, Jeremy Chinn to come in from the second and third level and make a play on a screen or an out-breaking run, things like that. But at the same time, he's really good and really talented at playing off of other guys. You know, so if these defensive ends can hold their points of attack, if they can seal those edges and force a running back maybe to bounce wider than they want to, or funnel them inside, if you know that Frankie's going to be manning that B-gap, funnel them inside to that B-gap and let Frankie come in and clean it up. Those are things that he's really good at doing, and that's where his energy, you know, click and close, right? See ball, get ball, all those cliches. That's what Frankie loves to do. It's what he's good at. So I think Joe Witt is going to try to find a way to get him more opportunities like that.
You know, yesterday we were talking about an article on bookies.com having five of the top 25 games this upcoming season featuring the Washington Commanders, and I think the two top ones were the games against Philadelphia. Outside of the Eagles, what do you think Jaden Daniels is most looking forward to this upcoming season?
I mean, he kind of said it himself, right? The Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
Pastor saying, right, getting the opportunity to go after him. And, you know, got to give some credit to, you know, another beat reporter, you know, Candy Waller of Bowie TV. She's been on it, man, since OTAs, since probably one of our first voluntary, you know, practice observations. She's been on that Broncos matchup. I'm kind of on that Raiders matchup. I like the Pete Carroll, Dan Quinn. I think the Raiders are going to be a much better team this year than the four-win team they were last year. So So I think that's going to be a really interesting early competition. But, yeah, man, Pat Surtain, you know, Terry McLaurin, Jaden Daniels, I mean, that's a great great matchup, and I'm excited to see you as well.
Defensively, what's the biggest thing you're worried about with the Commanders? What could lead to a setback defensively?
Yeah, I think if I'm worried about anything, it is the ability to recreate that pass rush ability without, you know, without Dante and without, you know, getting you know, one of those premier edge rushers, whether it be free agency, trade, or in the draft. You know, I just don't necessarily see the same amount of juice in this defense, just, you know, overall from a man-to-man perspective. But, you know, again, it can be an addition by subtraction. Hopefully the ability to hold up blocks and fill gaps and do all those things and maybe eat some double teams will free up other guys. But right now that's kind of the – I need to see it, you know, before I guess – I don't say believe it because I don't necessarily disbelieve it. It's just something that I definitely want to be able to see before I'm kind of buy into it fully.
David, really appreciate you joining us today, man. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. Tomorrow, it will be all things NBA draft, and Washington will be on the clock at number 6. Who do I want the Wizards to select? I'll tell you next here on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to AWOD. I'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Former college basketball coach Chris Nockey will join us to talk NBA draft at 2:30. He'll give his opinion on the top prospects and who he thinks the Washington Wizards will select at number 6 overall. The fast break with AWOD, all things NBA. We did have a trade yesterday featuring the Celtics and the Portland Trail Blazers. Anthony Simons heads to the Celtics. Two-time NBA champion Jrue Holiday heads to Portland. We'll run around local sports in Richmond, Virginia at 1:30 with Lane Casadante. But here on The Fan, we are Richmond's home for Football Festival, the only all sports and music festival you're ever going to find. It's been a ton of fun to bring this idea of mine to life, this dream I've had. We did it our first year, had a really decent crowd. Year two, it blew up, felt like we doubled our crowd, and I know everybody at River City Roll was very happy with the attendance, and so they invited us back for Football Fest 3, prime time. It will be 6 to 10 p.m. with a full football season preview show at River City Roll on August 16th, 2025. We're going to have swag. We're going to have giveaways, prizes. You know, you can win tickets to one of your favorite team's game. It's going to be a ton of fun. Football Fest 3, prime time, August 16th. And we do have a major Football Fest announcement, Stub, but I've decided I'm going to save it for Thursday's show. Thursday's show, a giant social media announcement for Football Festival. Check Twitter, AWOD Radio, at 910 The Fan. Here's your teaser. We will announce our headline band on Thursday for Football Fest, and I don't know how they booked this band. I'm not going to lie to you. When I saw this band's name, I said, holy bleep, how did we book them? They bring a crowd. There's going to be at least 400 people that come just to see this band. Football Fest 3, prime time, August 16th. You don't want to miss it. And I think it's exciting because this is the first time we've done this where there's legit Commanders hype. Last year, Stub knows, there was Virginia Tech hype. It didn't play out well, but there was legit hype. I was wearing my Hokies jersey. I thought they were going to have a great season. This time, there is legit Commanders hype. There's going to be a ton of high school football stories with Gary and Gary, college football breakdown, and then, of course, Michael Phillips will join me on stage for our Commanders season preview. But right now, I wanted to talk about the NBA draft tomorrow, and I mentioned it in the opening segment. I'm going to war with any reporter that's talking smack about Ace Bailey defensively, because I just don't feel like you're in touch with the game of basketball in the NBA if that's what you're complaining about for one of the top prospects offensively we've seen in the last 10 years. Ace Bailey would have gone number one overall last year. It's not even close. He will run circles around Zachary Richesse's career. Stamp that, Biff. Save that audio. He's going to run circles around Alex Sarr and the rest of the guys from last year's draft class that was so nubs. Ace Bailey's going to be a star. And if the Wizards, who lost the lottery, falling from number two pick to number six overall, if they draft Ace Bailey, no, 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 we've won the lottery. Because in my mind, he's clearly the number one prospect with the most upside. And that's even more than Cooper Flagg. He's got more upside than Cooper Flagg. Look what he did in college. Performances of 30 points, 37, 39 in key games versus good opponents. He went to work against Indiana. He went to work against Michigan. He's a great rebounder as well. Now, he needs to be taught defense. And for me, I think it's more he needs to be taught how to lock in and focus on the defensive side of the ball. So many of these young offensive, you know, skill players, you see them defensively, they get caught ball watching and not, you know, keep an eye on the man, an eye on the ball, running through screens. They use so much effort offensively. They come back on the other side of the court and they're lazy. And that's true about Ace Bailey right now. But the offensive game has resemblances of LeBron James and Kevin Durant, and you cannot argue with that kind of talent. You cannot argue with that kind of talent. CBS Sports did their mock draft, and they explain why they think Washington will be the answer for Bailey at six.
That leads us to number six, the Washington Wizards. Is this as far as Bailey's going to fall? What do you think?
On draft night, I think it's possible he could slip farther, but we're going to stop the slide here and take him at number six for the Wizards. Look, Ace Bailey is a guy who, you know, I think there's pretty clear weaknesses in his game. I'd like to see him improve defensively. I'd like to see him be able to be more of a playmaker on the ball as opposed to being kind of a black hole and someone who's a high volume shooter. But look, Washington Wizards, number six, I think this is tremendous value. Someone who is a very, very good prospect. I think he can be an all-star scorer in this league. Look back to the month of January, Fink. He scored 39 points versus Indiana, 37 points versus Northwestern, 30 points versus Penn State. I think the eye test tells you if things click for him, and it's not a guarantee, certainly, but I think if things click for him in the NBA, he could be a superstar. You don't get that type of bet at number six in most drafts, so I think the Wizards would take the gamble here at number six.
Again, I'm going to war with any reporter that's saying he's slipping because of defense, and that's why they don't want to draft him. He said it at the end there. The offensive talent, it's superstar. This is the strongest take I've had in a few years. I truly believe that Ace Bailey's going to be a star. Nothing is going to get in the way. He was a kid at Rutgers that was given a big bag of money, and he went out and he performed offensively, and that's all he cared about. And the team wasn't great, but they were also in a tough conference where you have to show up every night. He played against high-level NBA future talent while he was in college. And yes, they had a great backcourt with Harper, who certainly has a lot of upside and potential. I think Ace Bailey's even better offensively. The guy can shoot from anywhere on the court. He can get to any spot on the court. The game he had 37 points, he had about 13 dribbles that game. Literally. Kobe Bryant style, two-dribble pull-up. Michael Jordan, cross you over, hit a shot in your face. Doesn't have to pound the rock to the ground like an SGA. He's a different type of basketball player. This is a star in Ace Bailey. I want to know why he's falling. Here is Jonathan Givney trying to explain why Ace Bailey is falling in mock drafts.
Malika, right now Ace Bailey is the only U.S. prospect yet to conduct a visit to an NBA team facility. He had a workout scheduled today with Philadelphia, who owned the number 3 pick, but his agent Omar Cooper canceled that workout on Wednesday. He has yet to visit Charlotte at number 4 or Utah at number 5, leading some NBA executives to believe he has a preferred destination in mind, maybe 6, 7, or 8 with Washington, New Orleans, or Brooklyn. I reached out to his camp again today for an update, and they told me nothing has changed at this moment. They are standing pat with their strategy. They feel confident going to the pre-draft process. There are some pending requests from NBA teams, but they're working through those still. Now, it's possible they are hoping one of those teams in the 6-8 range trades up for Ace Bailey, but there's a lot of uncertainty about how this is all going to play out on draft night.
So you're saying he's dropping because he's declining to visit facilities? Okay, yeah, that makes a ton of sense. Who cares about that? You know, I don't want to be in Philly. Pay me millions of dollars. I'll turn it down. That town is trash. He wants to be a star on a team that does not have stars. And so, at number one overall, it's the Dallas Mavericks. Well, they've got star power there. Kyrie Irving, of course, Anthony Davis. San Antonio, nobody's going to know who Ace Bailey is on a team with Victor Wembanyama. Philadelphia, you've got Joel Embiid. You've got Paul George. Charlotte, I mean, I think it's simple why nobody wants to go play for Charlotte. We've had several players' agents reach out and say their player doesn't want to play with LaMelo Ball. I mean, look it up. That's a real story. Utah Jazz at number 5. I think it's pretty simple to find out why this man played his basketball at Rutgers won't want to go to Utah. And that's why Washington makes perfect sense for him, or New Orleans, or like they said, Milwaukee, if Milwaukee trades Giannis. He wants to be a 1A on a team that doesn't already have a 1A. That's why I think this is going to work out so well for Washington. I think he's going to be a star. This is my strongest take I've had, Stubb, since I declared Bryce Young would suck. And you know what? I still feel pretty damn good about that one. Every year, you know, you get these reporters that decide to hype up the talent and put them on a pedestal. And then every year, there's a bunch of reporters that come in and they try to tear them down. And last year in the NFL, it was Caleb Williams. Everybody was trying to tear him down. He didn't have a great rookie season, to be honest. But I thought some of the hate that he was receiving for, like, painting his fingernails was completely uncalled for. And so for Ace Bailey, yeah, he looks lazy on defense. And some people are going to take some shots at this as a way to try to bring him down. I'm not going to let that be the case here today, because I'm telling you, I think he has an even higher upside than a Cooper Flagg with his ball handling, with the fact that he can make a shot anywhere on the court, and he doesn't even have to use that many dribbles, because, oh yeah, he's 6'10" with a wingspan of basically 7 foot. We have not seen this kind of talent since Kevin Durant. Bring him to Washington. Bring KD to DC 2.0 in Ace Bailey. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.